Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And All-Star break is here. Played out. First half pretty much played out as I thought. Okay. Astros now 4 games under 500. 3 games back in the division. Right where they want to be. Striking distance. Although, they did lose 3 of their last 4 series. The one they won, though, was against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, who is one of baseball's best teams. So that'll tell you the kind of potential that we have here with the Houston Astros beating a Tampa Bay. However, you did just lose, and you had a lead in the 8th inning, but that disappeared.
Your bullpen wasn't great yesterday. Brian King, Abreu, we're used to that. He just came in and did what he usually does, and then Hader.
Well, Brian King's ERA does not match his whip.
Correct.
His whip is a little high. He's always in trouble. And so that's a problem. And you know, sometimes, for the most part, he's been good, though, with runners on, and he's been getting out of jams, but sooner or later it catches up at the major league level. You just can't keep putting those guys on all the time. He has been a bright spot, though, in the first. You know, I was going through the whole lineup, and there's only one bright spot offensively. There's literally one bright spot. Not one guy other than Yordan has an OPS over 800. Christian Walker, wow. What a disaster he was in this series. 1 for 12 with 5 strikeouts. I mean, he was awful.
Right.
You know, Lamont Wade Jr., but that's sample size. And he's still, with a grand slam, he still doesn't have an OPS over 800. Mm-hmm. It's Yordan 1,089 or 59.
And everybody else.
That's it. Carlos Correa has got the next highest. He's, he's a disaster. Not there. Christian Walker. Jeremy Pena has had so many really good moments in the first half, but his OPS is just 773.
Yeah, but I'll take it. I mean, that's okay. It's okay. I mean,
you know what? That's the problem. That's not a good OPS. It's not.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
It's okay. It just means that one of his numbers, either on-base percentage or slugging percentages, is not as high. You want to be over. What do you want to be? What do you want to be at on-base percentage typically?
You want to be for a good 340. Player.
Okay. 340. Yeah. And then you go 450.
His on-base is 287.
You go 450 on slugging.
He's 347.
Yeah, but if you go 450 slugging, it's not bad. 450 slugging is not bad. You'd be at a 790. I mean, that's not 800, and those are pretty good numbers. I think we got a little 17. The 17 Astros really threw us off with what the norms are. Those are never the norms. Do you remember how high those OPSs were?
Yeah, I don't know. I just look back at guys' careers, good players' careers, and they're above that. They're better than that.
Well, we don't have really good players.
Well, but Jeremy Pena should be a good, really good player. Jeremy Pena should be higher than 800 OPS.
But he's not. You've watched the games. He's not when he's healthy. He's not had a bad year. This is the kind of year you want.
You know what? He started so slow. He's actually come on and been decent.
He feels like he's not. Higher.
Christian Walker should be higher. He's having Christian Walker. We're like, oh, Christian Walker. You know, it's 775.
Okay, I'm gonna ready. This is why people have a problem with the 17 Astros. Here's the numbers you're gonna get. Brian McCann OPS 759. Now he was considered a real slappy in that lineup, right? Batting average of 241. His OPS was 759. On this team, how high would that be?
He would be like the third best hitter on this team. Fourth best hitter.
Yuli was had an 817 OPS.
Yeah, that's right.
Jose Altuve was 957 with a 346 batting average. We know he had just a phenomenal year. Carlos Correa, benefited a little bit. It's been noted. Carlos benefited from some trash cans, hit 315 for the year. His OPS, 941. That's super high. His slugging percentage was 550, John. Higher than Jose Altuve's. Alex Bregman's OPS, 827. Hit with a 284 batting average. George Springer, 283 batting average. OPS, 889. High. Really high. His slugging was 522. Josh Reddick's OPS, 847. How high would that put him on this? This is Josh Reddick.
Yeah.
He hit 314 that year. His OP, 484 slugging. His OPS was an 847. It would make him the second highest OPS on the team, right? Behind Yordan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Carlos Beltran was, you know, Mr. Cheater. He was 6'6". Marwin Gonzalez, 907. No big deal. Just a 907 for Marwin with 455 at-bats. A 900 OPS. Now, Jake Mariznick, not very good. He had an 815 OPS. 815? That would make him second best on this team.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, make him second best on this team too, right?
Yep.
The great Jake Mariznick would be second best on this team. And then you had Tyler Wyatt, of course, 853 OPS. You know, he would be the second best player on this team as well.
White power!
Now, he only had 67 plate appearances. But, yeah, 853 OPS. Max Stassi, 781 OPS. You had, you know, so. I mean, look at these numbers. Look at the numbers team. That was insane.
I'm just
These aren't real numbers.
I'm looking at, okay, so these are all the guys. There's a good amount of over, I mean, I guess, I get over. This baseball is just, it's just bad. It's just bad baseball. That's all there is to it. I mean.
You mean the Astros?
No, but Major League Baseball right now.
You mean the baseball?
Yordan is number one in OPS. James Wood is second, and he's under 1,000. There's one guy in the league that's over 1,000 OPS, mm-hmm. and that's Yordan. Mm-hmm. That's it. One, okay? You know, Juan Soto, Shohei, a junior coming there. I mean, we go down. The guy, Brandon Lowe, is the guy who's the last guy over 800. He's, you know, there are, I don't know, I can't count them all, and they don't number them here, but there's a good amount of, and the Astros have won. The Astros have won.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I mean, I this brand of baseball just sucks today. It just sucks. This we've got to hit home runs. We got launch angle with spin rate. All of this stuff. It's not good hitting. It's swing and miss. We don't care if you swing and miss.
It's funny. There's not a lot of great pitching. By the way, the ERAs are, well, maybe I'm just speaking for the Astros. I need to do a little bit more because our ERAs are sky high.
Oh, our ERAs suck.
Astros ERAs are just sky high for the starters.
Yeah, our ERAs suck. I mean, it's just terrible. Just terrible. You know, the league norm is probably right around 4.5, right around, or maybe a little bit more. I just don't get it. This team, though, has got really, really, really has to do some looking in the mirror this right now. Cam Smith. The outfield is an unmitigated disaster. Cam Smith homered. He's got a 6-something OPS.
Well,
don't have an outfielder that's an OPS over 6.
Yeah, you're going to have to stop looking at OPSs, or you're going to kill yourself.
No, it's just terrible.
I mean, it's not.
It's not good baseball.
That's not good baseball. The Astros aren't good baseball. Major League Baseball is not. It's not having a renaissance right now. We'll say that. I mean, there's some bright spots, obviously. There's some really good players. Home Run Derby goes tonight. I don't know that I love the change. Have you seen the change to the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
I actually watch swings, like every other year I watch a Home Run Derby, but it's going to be on Netflix this year. So, you know, as it is with sports now, it becomes harder to figure out where you're going to watch games. I wanted to watch Caitlin Clark for the first time, see that. Yeah. So I watched some of the it's a separate segment. I came away very impressed, but with the quality of play I saw, but So I watched the Fever versus. I was like, where is this now?
I saw that.
And I had to look for it, and like, okay, it's Peacock, so I found it there. But it is Wimbledon yesterday to watch the finals. Like, all right, where the hell is Wimbledon? Where is it? Is it on HBO this year anymore? Do I see it on Hulu? Because I've paused my DirecTV for 2 months just trying to save some money. So I'm like, where can I? But I guess my ESPN still works on my phone, on my app. I don't really know what's going on here. But I did find it on. I was able to watch the center final on ESPN. So you never know where it's going to be. But this, the Home Run Derby, if you're searching around, just we'll just tell you it's on Netflix today. But they've changed it where you only get 20 swings. So in the first round you get 20 swings, in the second and third round you get 15 swings. Yep. So we're going to have low, like I'm not sure they're going to love. And I get it. You don't want guys taking 200 swings, hard swings in a home run derby, John. You know, the guys who go to the finals. But at the same time, man, we're going to have some low numbers. I think this is going to be pretty unimpressive, home run derby.
Well, and the problem with it is that there's no clock. So they did this before, and without a clock, guys are stopping, they're taking breaks. I mean, they have to have some kind of way where the guys just don't make it a marathon. It's 20 swings, you get 20 swings, and, you know, and if I'm them, well, I'll take my time in between each one. I'm gonna take as long as I need because I want to get it. You know, I don't want to tire myself out, and that's gonna be a disaster.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough. There's not gonna be enough juice in a home run derby because you know sometimes it takes guys a little time to warm up, and it's. I think it's gonna really take a step back. I guess this is the way they did it back in 2015. So yeah. We'll see how
and
it
remember
goes.
How many pitches they took?
I don't remember, but may or may not watch this
year.
They
used to just not swing.
I don't have any World Cup to watch. I'll probably watch. So I've got this for you. This year, what would you guess? I pulled this from Claude, which is one of the premier AIs, was able to search through and do all the work real quick. As of mid-July, right now, MLB's league average OPS is where? What's the league average OPS? I've got this.
Right now, the league average OPS is probably 711.
Not bad, 720. It says, for context, that's roughly the typical modern era benchmark. 800-plus is considered above average, 900-plus is all-star level, and 1,000-plus is MVP territory.
And that's exactly
if
what it
is.
If
you wait, Lance, I can tell
right.
The exact
year-to-date. So the Astros have one above average.
The Dodgers have a 787 as a team. The
no,
Astros,
one above, not above average. They have one that is would be considered good.
Well, actually, in order, it's like this. Dodgers, Yankees, Athletics, Nationals, Braves. Guess who's next? The Astros.
What?
730. Then Cubs, then Orioles, Rockies at 728, Giants 727. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the Astros don't have the pitching.
League-wide is 718. The Astros are at 730 as a team. Worth noting, this is a simple raw average weighted by at-bats across 30, which is the standard way analysts approximate, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, Astros. Or maybe they're saying, because it said... Yeah, it says pulled the team live hittings. It just asked me as of right now, if you want, I can pull exact year-to-date figures from MLB teams. Yeah, so the Astros are, that's crazy. So you're talking about how low the OPS is. Well, boy, you got it good with the Astros. You got it good with well, you don't have Shoemate anymore to count on because he got traded yesterday.
Yeah.
But you don't have Lamont Wade, and you don't have Cam Smith, and you don't have Paredes and those guys to pull that number up really high for you. So, you know, we're lucky we have those guys to pull our numbers up really high to a 730. Yeah. So that 730 is high in Major League Baseball this year.
That's terrible.
The A's are 752 from our own division.
And yet they stink.
And yet are they leading the division?
They stink.
They are not.
No, they stink.
They are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, it was a it was a terrible first half. They played some better baseball in the second half of the first half, but it was just
They had a chance to hit the 500 mark and did not do it.
And didn't do it. I mean, they for a while they sat around. They couldn't get under 5 games under, and now they couldn't get to they got to within two. And they couldn't get down to 500 baseball. And, you know, maybe they will after the break. They'll get to 500. And
well, Hunter Brown better start pitching better.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing. That's another thing.
I mean, this is not the same guy that left with. Remember when his arm was tired or before his arm where he was really good those first two starts? It didn't look like that since he got back. Now, Christian Javier came back and looked like Christian Javier yesterday. And four strikeouts, three walks, three earned runs, and three and a third or whatever. I mean, pretty much on point. That's pretty much Christian Javier.
Wait a minute. Which Christian Javier did he look like?
Well,
this year's Christian or 2022?
Well, why would I go to 22? That's 4 years ago.
Well, but that was a bunch of kids. Javier that signed the big $54 million contract.
Well, Sebastian was in junior high, middle school back then. What does that one have to do with anything?
That has to do with signing a contract that pays you a lot of money.
Do you remember, you mean when Christian Javier was really good and we were still getting draft picks from Deshaun Watson trade?
Yeah.
Was Jack Easterby still here in 22? My God, that was so long ago.
Hmm.
Your Astros are currently three behind the pace, behind the Texas Rangers. Not the Mariners, the Rangers, the Mariners. Have fallen now. They're a game below 500. The Rangers, after winning 2 of 3 from the Astros, lead the division 49-47. So, yeah. As bad as this first half of baseball has been for the Astros, they're only three back.
The story of the first half, well, we'll talk about it on the other side, but the story of the first half is how crappy the American League is and how good the National League is. So, if you're looking to make a bet, if you cannot live without betting, bet the National League in the All-Star game because they have better players.
Guys, we have 5 teams over 500 in the American League.
Yeah, and one team has a winning record against the National League.
John, they have 10 teams.
Do you know who that team is?
Probably the Astros.
It's not the Astros.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
One team has a winning record over the American League?
Over the National League.
I'd say probably Tampa?
Nope.
Well, it ain't the White Sox.
It's Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only team. That's
you know,
how bad
Texas
that is.
Texas also has a their road record's 25-25, so I guess. And Texas has a -15 run differential.
All right, let's break. You talk about Taquería Arandas, and we will move on.
Taquería Arandas is my wife and I were just talking about it yesterday. As a matter of fact, my son, who is in town, we were like joking about he eats quesadillas all the time. That's his favorite thing. But he found a place to eat in Tuscaloosa. It's a little Mexican restaurant that's really good. It's authentic too. Love it. And now that they have items that he eats, like you know those street tacos. That's kind of his jam now. So I said, you know, we need to get him by Taquería Arandas because he's going to love it. It's just like his place that he has up there, only this is in Texas. They're like, this is legit, obviously, here in Houston. Taquería Arandas has authentic Mexican food. They've added some Tex-Mex dishes to their menu as well. So if that's what you're looking for, they have that. Great kids menu items as well. They've got the drinks that you love. Whether it's the different types of margaritas, different types of cocktails, they've got your beer ready for you. But they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have sports on television at all times. And then they've got great prices. So you can get hearty meals, big portions, for really good prices. So when you go in, I know there's other Mexican restaurants where you just can't believe the prices. I've been to those other places too. The menus, you look on the right side of the menu and you can't believe the number that is next to the dishes. It's gotten that high. That's not the case at Taquería Arandas. Enjoy authentic, delicious Mexican food for legitimate prices, something that you can afford and you and your family can go in multiple times and enjoy the flavor, the sabor of Taquería Arandas. Over 20 locations around the Houston area. TaqueríaArandas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Astros will be in first place and sweep the Rangers and be in first place by the time we talk again on Monday.
I can't wait for like 10-10 tonight. And this prediction's completely off the board.
I don't know what. That was not me. That's AI.
That was Friday.
It was probably AI.
I got a text from Tori who said,
Dell is using my voice in AI.
Here's the text I got. And at first, I didn't get the reference. And Tori said, Dell was right way before 10 p.m. tonight.
About 9:30.
Yeah.
9:30 was off the board.
The Astros will be in first place and sweep the Rangers and be in first place by the time we talk again on Monday.
I can't wait for like 10-10 tonight. And this prediction's completely off the board.
I knew you'd take that the wrong way.
We took it out of context.
You took it out of context. The whole thing out of context.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Yep.
That happens sometimes.
That
happens.
Yep. 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 We haven't talked the FIFA
ranking. Let's get
ranking,
back to what we're known for, soccer.
Yeah, soccer.
Let's get back to our show.
Because I was just looking through. Can you tell me, because I don't know what this is, I'm looking at stats from the first half of the season, and, you know, the usual suspect. Mizorowski is unbelievable. He's been great. I mean, there's all kinds of. Well, can you tell me what FanDuel points leaders mean? Otani's number one with 1,700. James Wood, 14. Jordan is third, 1,326. DraftKings sports leaders, it's Otani, Wood, and Alvarez. What are points leaders in DraftKings and FanDuel?
Is it daily fantasy? I mean, they're not really. They've kind of gotten away from daily fantasy model and just gone to the straight parlay model. That is,
I think it's fantasy
prediction
points.
Market, but I think it's fantasy points.
Fantasy points. Well, I guess Otani because he's pitches and hits.
I guess.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because you get fantasy points for both. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I mean, he didn't have the home runs Jordan has. It has to be. Yeah, it's both.
But how about the James Wood is ahead of Jordan? James Wood is a beast.
How is that possible? Run scored,
well,
I guess?
Well, he's second in OPS in the league, entire league.
So he's second behind Jordan?
He's second behind Jordan.
Okay, he's got 28 bombs. Jordan's got 31. His RBIs are 64. Jordan's just a
little. He scores runs.
Scores a lot of runs.
Like, this is the biggest differential in runs scored. He's got, 89, and the next guy's got 68?
That's
the biggest differential since Ted Williams.
Who's hitting behind him?
Oh, lineup, Luis Garcia, CJ Abrams.
Yeah, bunch of guys who can drive in runs.
Yeah,
bunch of guys who are getting to always have a run to drive in. Apparently,
well, look at the RBI leaders in the league.
Uh-huh.
They've got three of the top seven.
Yeah, Wood leads off. You've got Garcia's got a good OPS. And there's Ortiz. And there is Abrams, yeah.
Yeah.
They're 48-49, but if they could get any pitching. Yeah, I mean, Luis Garcia's got 68 RBIs. And then you've got, behind him, Abrams has 67, man. That's crazy.
Yep. I mean, they've got, it's a nice team. They're, one game under 500, but they're, and they get pitching, and they're going to be pretty good because they can hit now. They got a really nice lineup.
For anyone to just use the stats to double up, like we're at the All-Star break, just a reminder that, you know, you're at like 97 games. So we're way past the midpoint.
Top 11 now. Three of the top 11 they have. So in RBIs.
Mm-hmm. And they're 48
and 49. Woods falling back to 11th.
And they're 48 and 49, same record as Seattle.
Yep. And in the National League, it's harder.
And how about this? They're 20-31 at home.
If they played an American League schedule, they would probably be leading the league.
Instead, they're 8 games behind Atlanta in the National League in first place.
Yeah. Well, the Marlins are having themselves a really nice year.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice year. So Otto Lopez can hit. Look at the Dodgers. 11.5 games up.
You're ruining our soccer segment.
I am. I don't. You know what? I don't know. I don't know if I care anymore. I don't know
about World Cup.
He's been broken. Well,
I did watch Norway. I watched some of the other ones as well, but that Norway England game.
That was a good.
What
match.
Is the dude thinking? Not passing the ball to Holland.
Oh my God! He was. You know what he was probably thinking is if I go out ahead of Stones, Pickford's going to run out and get it. But Pickford was way back in his line. He wouldn't have gotten it, especially if he makes the pass early.
Yeah.
That's a goal for Holland. There's no way around it. And John Stones, and they talked about Stu Holden talked about it, or maybe it was Landon Donovan, one of the two, whoever had that match, said Stones just did an incredible job of cutting off the angle and making it, you know.
Yeah, but he had a chance to get
it.
He had a chance.
It would have taken a relatively skilled pass, but that's just being a soccer player. That's something you should have made.
It's interesting to listen to two goal scorers talk about it because I think in the midst of it,
you're talking about Thierry Henry and Zlatan.
It was Landon Donovan who was like, you to your point. That's a great play by Stones, and then Terry's like, yeah, he says it's a great play, but you got to make that pass. You got to make the pass.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You got to at least attempt to make it ahead. Yeah.
And then just sat.
Goal scorers in the world.
Well, and then afterwards, Holland was asked, about it, and he was just like, "I'm not criticizing him. We want to talk about a good teammate. He's really
gracious, despite the image because the Viking and all that stuff. When you listen to him talk, he's just a pretty chill dude.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he'll turn it up on the field when he needs to. That's not a problem. But he really is. I mean, he's had the best. The hit points went way up for him around the world for him. But that was one. They had a goal disallowed because Holland pushed a guy down. Two hand shove. That was coming back. But Jude Bellingham is having. Have you seen a lot? I didn't realize how much I liked Jude Bellingham until I started watching videos of him.
Yeah.
This guy's funny, engaging. Like he's really sharp. Really, really sharp. And has a great sense of humor. Jude Bellingham is somebody who I realized, man, I really like Jude Bellingham. This guy is not only is he a great player and has been, he's been the key the last two matches. He's been the key for them. I mean, Jude was incredible against Mexico. He was incredible against Norway with both goals. And now they move on. And, I got to say, I'd put a lot on England to beat Argentina. This is just too. Argentina is showing you who they are. Struggle with Cape Verde. Struggle with who else was it? Uruguay. Who else did they struggle with?
Egypt.
Oh, Egypt. You're way behind against Egypt. You struggle against Cape Verde. You struggled. You gave up a goal against Switzerland, and then had to scratch. You really got no attempt other than a header from a little person.
McAllister up until
at 11-minute mark.
Once the red card happened, of course, the game switched. But up until that point, Switzerland had controlled that game
even with the red card, they barely did anything.
It took them a great goal by Alvarez from either right outside the box or right inside it. Great shot. Similar to the goal that they gave up against Cabo Verde as far as the technical aspect of it. And other than that, it took something special because even with the man advantage for the better part of – When did the second yellow happen?
I think it was early 70 minutes, was it, Mark, like 72.
And that goal happened in the second period of extra time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking 40-plus minutes where they had nothing.
With a man with advantage the man up, against Switzerland and you're Argentina?
It took something very special for them to take it. And then they added on the extra because Switzerland had to go for it. So, yeah, England... This is their best shot to make a final. Like, they've been a semifinal World Cup very recently, but this is an old Argentina team who just gets by. Gentlemen?
And they're small on the back
gentlemen,
end.
Gentlemen, I'll give you a comp.
Oh.
This is another team that people didn't particularly like.
Wait.
And they felt the refs were on their side. They're the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. Mm. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
The well, Chiefs. You just knew.
They like, got the mm-hmm. star, and you're like, well, yep. as long as they have that guy, they got a shot.
But when they yep. were go- but see, when they went up against Philadelphia, on this show, I said, boy, I like Philadelphia.
I don't know that England's Philadelphia. I think France is
well,
Philadelphia.
Not. France is Philadelphia. Yeah. But England, because England's not speedy.
Also, you also have the comp that France got beat by this version of Kansas City in a World Cup final, just like the Eagles did to KC and came back and won it. I think France
well, they could meet up in the finals.
Well, it's one win for each, and I think you might see if you see it again. I think France takes it to heart, and you throw in some of the particular things Argentina players were singing on a certain bus about the France players.
What? I don't know that.
It was after they won their Copa America title. When fans are in the vents after they won that title, they're on the bus singing. And let's just say they pretty much said, these guys aren't there. For whatever reason, they started singing about the French 2 years later.
The players did?
The players on the bus. And their song they sang about how the French aren't French. They're really like Africans with passports or whatever. And
they had lyrics for it?
Yes.
They
there were some apologies. I don't think the French have forgotten. So if they see each other again, it's going to be a pretty motivated, beyond just winning a World Cup, it's going to be a pretty motivated French squad, but they both got to get through a game.
That's the Argentina it. Song about France is a controversial, racially discriminatory chant. That's not like Argentina.
No.
To target the French national team.
They're so open-minded with their soccer.
Originating among Argentinian fans during the 2022 World Cup, it gained massive global attention when the Argentine national team was shown singing it on a bus after winning the Copa America.
Hmm.
The lyrics, they play for France, but they are from Angola. Their mother is from Cameroon. Their father's from Nigeria, but on their passport, French.
That's not racist.
No, but he's saying, but they are, it's not racist. They are saying basically France is nothing without African-born players.
They're not African-born players. They were born in Paris. French players. And the French, hey, no, I'm French.
This is true. Their mother may be from Cameroon. Their father may be from Nigeria, but their passport says French. Well, that's called first generation. That's what that means.
That is. That it absolutely is.
Song also features derogatory and offensive language targeting the players' origins and personal lives, particularly singing about Kylian Mbappe. Is that the guy you want to poke at?
I don't think. He nearly won that game by himself in 2022.
Do you want to poke at him?
I want to poke at this show and say we got a break because we've got What Did You Learn This Weekend coming up. In one sentence, you got that in less than 10 minutes. So we got a break here so we can get to What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. Get yours ready. I've got mine. Make sure that you get yours ready. HRP is what we're talking about right now. I'm getting texts. Listen, we're friends with these guys, and they give us the business. We give them back the business. I'm getting texts about something that I said earlier in the show from one of the guys. He's up there. At HRP, and you got to give it right back. You got to give it right back. And that's the kind of relationship that we have. We have a friendly, it is more than friends. They have a vested interest in our business. We use them. We started using them a long time ago because our payroll company just wouldn't grow with us. They've grown with us, not only grown with us, they've grown too because of us. You hear all of these people giving testimonials about HRP because they believe in them. They believe in what HRP does for them. We believe in what HRP does for us. You should, if you are with an admin company that you've been with for a while, and maybe you're thinking, wow, look at how much we're paying them. Take a look at it and see what HRP can do for you. They'll come absolutely free, break down your business, and see what is going on with your business, and they will help you be as good as you can possibly be. They've done that with us and a ton of different companies throughout the area and throughout the country. HRP.net. Be better. HRP.net.
This is ESPN 97.5.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in here, or if you want to wait a couple of minutes. See, we are right up against it where we got Glenn Davis at the top of the hour. And we got, you know, we got to get to that on time. And now we're not going to have much time for what did you learn this week.
So let's make a decision here. I could maneuver this so we could start now, and then we would have to go straight to Glenn Davis.
Let's do that.
Due to your lack of professionalism, we can do it now.
You too.
Don't.
Blah, 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 blah.
I made my one comment about comparing them to the Chiefs, and then you guys couldn't shut up.
From there.
You guys couldn't shut up.
You
so
planted a seed.
If you want, we're doing it right now. What you learn begins right now. We already got a couple people, so that's a good start.
All
and then if anybody else want to get in, they can.
713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780.
I learned that I'm going to have to get to Duolingo so I can learn Scouse, the Scouse language.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. That's one sentence. And he wanted to do more. I know he did. I know he wanted
right
to keep
now,
talking.
I could tell by just what he was on before the show began.
Because I was...
Nah!
Well, I learned...
This is just a regular conversation.
Nope, not anymore. Not anymore.
That's bullcrap.
I learned that we have something that's comparable to the running of the bulls, and we call it get away from the bison.
Yep. I thought he had a W at first, and then just couldn't his way around those, keep circling those streets. Bison's a little more agile than I expected.
Well, yeah. I learned, to combine with John just said, I learned that at minimum a bison can toss you 8 feet in the air.
That's right.
I learned that a bison.
No, you got one.
No,
you
I'm saying
got
it.
One.
You already did
I learned a bison can run a good 3-cone drill. Okay, there.
All right, time to move on.
A bison did go around the trees now.
Like the 3-cone drill was legit for the bison.
Bison.
This isn't alligator stuff. Bison are different. Bison are built different.
Well, actually, up there,
bison
they're the bison.
Are one of ones.
They're the bison.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That's him. No, that bison was him.
Do you ever hear North Dakota State? It's the bison.
They
not
say
bison.
It with a Z.
They do.
It's with a Z. Yeah.
I don't know that.
Who's up, Del?
Let's go to La Raza. What did you learn?
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo? No te he visto por mucho, güey.
¿Qué pedo, Johnny G? ¿Qué esa salchicha? Del vecino.
Del vecino.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Give me some of that.
Para tres, that'll make him. Oh, it feels good to be back in the USA. That's the latest talk, though, by the way. Hey, can I ask for a request, though, real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, can we put up a poll? Can we put up a poll of worst injury comeback to sport? Can we put, like, Aaron Rodgers returning back to the Jets? Conor McGregor back to MMA? Lance Zierlein back to disc golf? Can we put up a poll of which is the worst injury?
Hey, I did make it back, though.
Are you sure you should be calling in? Will ICE find you again?
Oh,
what? Hey, stay away. Hey, it's a... All right, man. Look, I'm a channel my inner ultra right now. Right? I learned that Danny Trejo, the member from Ted Lasso, made his USA debut.
It's not Danny Trejo.
Not Danny Trejo.
Not Danny Trejo.
It's not his name.
Cristo Fernandez.
Yeah. But he did make his in El Paso. He got in the 79th minute and got a yellow card.
And got a yellow. No.
But yeah, that guy who was the.
He's not Danny Trejo.
And you see him in commercials. Danny Trejo's got the.
Danny
he was in well, heat.
The character is Danny Rojas, but. Not,
I know. He's
not
just
Danny.
Taking liberties. That's
aware.
What art does. He takes liberties.
No,
not art,
not
but
art.
I mean, Earth.
Cristo
takes,
Fernandez.
Cristo yeah, Fernandez
takes,
got the play.
USL. I never heard of it.
It's the second division of U.S. soccer.
Wait. Okay.
Below
MLS has a triple A?
Well, they're not. Yes, actually. It's just. It's a lot of leagues have a second division and more. We have one as well. Let's move on to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Ocho, ¿qué pasó?
Yeah, this might be old news, but I learned that actress Nia Long and female comedian Samoa are half sisters from the same dad, but they don't have a sisterly bond.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I did find out this weekend that Monique used to be in an open marriage. I saw that, and so did Dolly Parton. I also learned that.
Dolly. Wow. Did not know that about Dolly.
Way back. Didn't know that about her.
Queen of what country? Let's move to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned?
I learned that the Mac is so not back after that performance.
Oh, Conor McGregor.
What did I tell you about that? What did I say before that?
For those who missed it, he literally tore his AC, and he actually stumbled a bit taking off his, did y'all see that? His chancla, when he took that off, and then he kind of stumbled a little bit. He may have come into the fight with a torn ACL.
He was going to a pain management place like the day before the fight or the 2 days before the fight.
At least attempt a couple of kicks, and he crumbled both times.
Rip off. These guys coming back, it's like there's never been a good one. It's always a ripoff. It's just that there's never been a good 5 years off, and where he's supposed to. Oh, Conor McGregor, no, terrible, just awful.
Yeah. Should Dana White be held to account for this?
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
I think
he should.
Dana, I think
yes, he should.
Dana got duped. I think Conor McGregor was injured. This is what my thought is. Conor was injured, knew he was injured before the fight. Instead of calling it off, wanted to get the money. And still went through with it so he could get paid. Because Dana was super excited before the fight. There's no way Dana had any idea about that. Did you see him on the... There's no... All the hotels... I had somebody tell me, a guy who, you know, is an international soccer guy who came and he said there's no hotels even available on the strip. And some well actually got on Twitter, literally went to like a, you know, a kayak.com or Expedia and found all these different hotel rooms that were available. Now, they were a little pricier. But, I don't think Dana knew.
All right. We got a full board. Sorry. Okay.
All right,
sorry.
Let's go.
Sorry. Thank you for that. Let's move to Tom. Tom, what'd you learn?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that there are losers out there that think a good way to win back your ex-girlfriend is to message her daughter and ask them to buy your self-published book.
Wow.
Wonder a lot going on there.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know all the words he said.
Let's move to...
Who's next?
Lazy J. Lazy J, what'd you learn?
Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, fellas. What I learned this weekend is LeBron will definitely be a New York Knick by the end of the week.
I don't know where you learned that from.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Eric and his rumblings. Let's move to Peter. Peter, what'd you learn?
Morning, guys. I learned that these kids selling water on the side of the road to get to games will stoop to new levels, comma, keep my mom's feet off the internet.
No. What?
What?
What does that mean? I want to know more.
I don't.
Keep my mom's...
On the side of the road selling water.
Will stoop to new lows. Are they taking pictures of people's moms and putting them up feet?
Keep my mom's
feet on
the internet? They're trying to go to Foot Finder with some mom's foot.
Ooh.
You better have a young mom.
Or young-looking feet.
Crusty, yeah. Well,
an older woman can keep her feet.
Yeah,
well done. Let's move on. I know this is your thing. Let's move on. We've been told by you.
Why? What?
That's why?
Crazy. I want to know more about this.
I like pretty feet.
I know why you're interested. Let's move on.
Somebody took a snapped a shot of his mom's feet.
He would have to call back.
Why is your mom's feet up on the dash?
I don't know. He's going to have to call back later in the show. Let's move to Luke. What have you learned?
I learned that John Clay Wolf is now dead to me, and you can now hear the bullpen every Saturday from 9 to 11 on ESPN 97.5.
Adele, is that a second time? I had heard, we were told John Clay Wolf wasn't going to be on anymore.
Yeah, John Clay Wolf is retired from radio shows? Yeah, he texted me about a month or so ago.
I think we may still have ads
he's
running for the show.
With it. And I was like, he had a nice run.
So we have double bullpens, Adele, or why are you not... Why are you not on the bullpen?
Because I've never been on the bullpen.
Well, you should go on the bullpen and support your
other
producers.
Did they not they not invite you on the bullpen?
No. We probably don't want them there.
I don't know. I haven't been asked. It's probably because I do something from 10 to 12, 5 days a week. So maybe they see it as an opportunity for them to be able to
instead of
do
you
that.
Hogging up all the
yeah, air perhaps, right? Perhaps, maybe it's like, hey, this is for us, not for them. Oh. Let them do that. That's good for them. I don't know why I would be on it unless I was invited, and I would gladly come on. Let's go to go to Tommy. Tommy, what have you learned?
Can't blame him.
Morning, fellas.
I wouldn't invite
I
you.
Learned that the Houston Rig Hands snapped a 10-game losing streak. And the Big Three is still alive. Who would have thought?
Yeah, the Big Three is out there. I saw this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube's been making a big deal about this now, how he's being kind of blackballed and how...
From what?
Well, it was really
it's
a
his
big,
own league.
Like a cultural thing, too. Oh. Like black radio stations won't promote him because he had this contract with America thing that he put out back in whatever it was, 24, 23, 22, that was controversial with some people. And they challenged the Ball Brothers to the three Ball Brothers, LaMelo, Lonzo, and Jello, the rapper. To take on the Big Three All-Stars, whoever that would be. And once again, no one cares about any of that stuff.
I don't know that many people care about the Ball Brothers.
That's what I'm saying. None of that.
Yeah. Let's get...
LaMelo's a legit player.
Yeah. The other two. Well,
no.
Lonzo's been hurt quite a bit. The other one's a rapper. Let's go to Woods. Woods, what have you learned?
I learned that a toothache can make even the toughest man cry like a little girl.
Ain't no joke.
What do you say?
He said even the toothache can make the toughest man cry like a little girl.
Yeah. Oh, toothaches are brutal.
Yeah.
Do you know that when I had one on this radio station, I shouted out, it may have been on Twitter, but I shouted out, hey, do any of you have, I've got an emergency like root canal. I knew that's what I needed. It hurt. And somebody gave me a name, and that guy did a good job. Like, he did a great job. And he gave me some pain medicine.
Hmm.
That, you know...
Should you be admitting?
Should have been on the movie Dope Sick.
Wow.
And it worked great. And I was like...
Anybody else, Dell?
What's this euphoric feeling?
It's drugs. Let's move to... By the way, good show series on Hulu, Dope Sick. Let's move
to... Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, let's move to Sean. Sean, what have you learned?
Hey, I learned that I still suck at poker.
Yeah. Sometimes you can learn stuff like that.
You learn that. Listen, you can learn that. Even the best players in the world learn that all the time.
Yep.
Jason, all the time they learn that.
Learned that we didn't know what he's talking about. He said he was trying to say, give me money so my mom does not have to do foot pictures.
Oh, that's what they said to him. That's what they said to
the guy. Jason, I don't think he was the caller. He said he was trying to say, give me money so my mom does not have to do foot picks to pay for my travel ball.
He was diagnosing or analyzing
what
the call.
I would say keep it going because it'll pay for more than just travel ball.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was ever a chance mom was going to put her feet on the internet. It's just a ploy by said kids. We got one.
I respect
creative. It. I will say, excuse me. Maybe someone would say, excuse me, maybe I want to see your mom's feet on there. You never know who you're talking
no
to.
No money for you.
Yeah, let's
go. Do you have a picture of your mom?
Well, that too. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what have you learned?
Hey, John Clay Wolf didn't quit radio. He took a deal with iHeartRadio.
Oh, okay.
That's what station it's on. Later.
All right. So he is now, that's what it is.
Would that be?
It's a podcast deal, probably.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's what iHeart's big into the podcast space now.
Well, he told me he was leaving.
Well, he's leaving our station.
And, yeah, he said he was, okay. I didn't know he took a deal with iHeart, but he just said he was leaving. All right.
That'll wrap it up.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, I got one more. I learned that Jen Powell made her Major League umpiring debut and is worse than Angel Hernandez.
How?
It'd be like that sometimes. But we got Glenn Davis coming up. And before we do that, Lance, you want to talk about M&J?
I do. M&J Electrical Supply And it's local. I love supporting local. I love talking about local. I love helping local whenever I can. MJ Electrical Supply is a local company, but they service clients from around the country. Why is that? Because they're the best at what they do. Jeremy Coker, the owner, does an incredible job of taking care of people. And look, if you're a construction, if you're a general contractor, a maintenance engineer, a project manager, you know that electrical work is something that needs to be done, right? You take out the old electrical stuff, you put the new one in. Or if you're doing demolitions, you have to take the old out so it doesn't create fires, things of that nature. Did you know that when it comes time to buy new equipment, M&J have you covered with every piece of new equipment that you could possibly imagine? Of course, you know, your standard circuit breakers, disconnect panels, transformers, switch gear, just everything you can possibly imagine. They have it brand new. They also have refurbished items that they offer one-year warranties on that are much lower in price that can really improve your profit margins as well. If that's something you're looking to do for your project, they will take out, professionally remove old electrical so that it's in working order, you know, so that they can refurbish it. And they give you top dollar for what they take out. So you literally have to do nothing. And you're not getting scrap prices like you would if you took it out. You're getting much better prices. They're available 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This is around the country they're available. You can find them at Steubner Airline near I-45 North and West Little York. Three decades in the business is what you have to work with here. And Jeremy Coker wants you to know that they're just a phone call away to make your project go smoothly. 713-699-5055. Make sure you get your new electrical supply, or you sell your electrical, or you have it removed by M&J Electrical Supply. 713-699-5055.
ESPN 97.5.